Relaxing and letting the chest fall a little bit open. And for a while, if you wish, breathing as if through the chest. Just simply, without trying to make something happen, but just, if possible, feeling as if the breath comes through the chest, in and out. Giving a little more room to everything that is in the chest, in the heart. As if there really is enough space. And then just relaxing for a while. Relaxing with whatever is here. Enough space for what is here. Reactions and expectations. Aches and pains. And all of the different me's that we have. All of those different versions of me. Enough space for all of them. Space for all of us. Feeling into this possibility that there might be enough room for all of those thoughts, all of those versions of I. All of those sensations of body. All of those tryings to. All of our hiding from. Our willingness to do our best. our fear that we're not good enough. The possibility that there's enough space. That it's okay anyway. And feeling our way into the space that allows all of us. Feeling or imagining that I am that space that allows all of me. I am also that space. The tension and it's okay anyway with the tension. The sense of the body and the space that allows the body. As if we are the space in which the body is, lying down or sitting. If possible, imagining or feeling the spaciousness of the body as well, the spaciousness that allows us to be here, that even welcomes us here, always here, and the spaciousness of the body. So even just the simple fact of the breath coming in and going out. Not my air. And the simple experience of the body from the inside. Where it's not so solid. Sensations here and there that we call skin, bone, warmth, texture, vibration. Like a fire flickering. And the air feeding the fire. Our aliveness flickering and being fed by the space around us and in us. Allowing the sense of space to spread out as the body also spreads out, takes up a little more room. Is welcome as it is right here. Imagining or feeling that our here is expanding, is limitless. Imagining or feeling that we are space without corners and edges, in which body is happening, in which, through which breath is moving like a little wind. in which thoughts float up and away. Imagining or feeling ourselves as the night sky, sparkling, wide, enough room for everything. Our body, our thoughts, some of the things sparkling in this space. Resting back in that wideness. Letting be any contractions, any problems. In that untamable spaciousness. Letting be. Resting back. Feeling some tenderness towards this thing called body and this thing called mind and heart. This life. So human. So tender life. In this wide night sky. Coming back to the space, to the sky, whenever you wish, or just staying here, if you like. And if you like, within the space, remembering a time that you felt good. Maybe in these days here, feeling held by life. Or maybe any time in your own experience, in your real life. A trickle of joy. The coziness of feeling at home or loved. Breathtaking clarity. whatever you might have been doing, it doesn't need to have been in meditation. It could be mountaintop or lovemaking or just walking down the street. Just tying your shoes. Remembering well and vividly first. Getting inside that experience as much as possible. Letting yourself slide in. And closely, casually feeling. As if half asleep in a silky bed. Kind of dreamily feeling. The warmth or the freshness, or somehow both. The spreading out or the embrace, or maybe both. Maybe a smile. Maybe tears, maybe both. Maybe familiar or strange, or both. And trying to feel the feeling of familiar or strange, or both. If it's light or rooted, or maybe both. If it's silky or bright, play with it and let yourself feel it. The wings of playfulness, or whatever you may find. Whenever that texture feels alive, we can play with letting that expand through our being space. And whenever the texture is not so alive, doing whatever you can to help it be vivid. Maybe returning to the memory. Maybe relaxing and not forcing. Maybe just going back to the wide night sky for a while. Whatever works for you. Just to play. starting with letting these cells drink this liquidic texture, this freshness. Letting them just so naturally turn and open wide, and receive and drink all these cells in this body. And slowly, if you wish, letting that kind of leak out, overflow, without a hurry, filling this wide open space of life. Where there's room for anything and everything. And slowly, if you wish, letting it be the out-breath that floats that texture to you and through you. The out-breath that just is offering. This yummy texture to each and every cell and each and every corner of your being. Starting inside this body, gradually, without a hurry, spreading out. And resting back. Resting back into the sense of night sky, of open wide. Remembering a time that you felt touched by someone else's hurting, someone else's difficulty. Maybe you saw them being burnt by the heat of their own self-hatred or their anger at the world. Maybe you saw them weighed down with fear. Or in the dark hole of self-pity. Or embarrassment. Or guilt, or whatever. some specific experience that touched you. Maybe not an overwhelming situation, but where you really precisely were touched. Maybe you're not even sure what to call it, what you felt. But trying to feel the texture of that difficulty. Maybe the heat. And the weight, and the dark, maybe the hard and the dense. Maybe the speed. The prickliness. And as we start to feel the texture of this difficulty that touched us, for now, not bothering too much about whether maybe we were imagining it, projecting it, just simply trying our best to feel what we felt. And as we feel into that experience, noticing our own resistance to feeling that difficulty, that heat, that heavy, that hard, that fast. That sharp texture. Whatever we feel, it doesn't need to be what I describe. Remembering the moment and then trying to feel, having permission to feel. If possible, we could try also to feel what our own resistance feels like, including that in the package, we could say. Accepting the resistance without necessarily letting it dominate. Feeling anyway. Feeling inside also the resistance itself. Inside the resistance, the heat. The heaviness, the stiffness, or whatever. And then, as an experiment, doing a revolutionary thing. Since we've tried the other way so often, what if we try inviting that difficult texture in. Letting the in-breath invite prickly, hot, dark, heavy. Into the heart of the night sky. Just to see what happens, since so often we've let the resistance rule us. Inviting the resistance and its friend, what it resists. Letting it find its place in this spaciousness, this tender night sky, where there's room for everything. Finally, no fight, finally, no fixing it up. Just welcome. As it is. Because it is. Because it is alive. Because it is living expression. Or just because, for no reason. So that's the in-breath. What's the out-breath in a revolutionary way? Reconnecting to the texture of what we love in our life. The texture of that joy. That not needing to know, that love, or whatever. And with the out-breath filling and overflowing in all directions, through each pore of our skin, allowing that to float towards that person whose difficulty touched us. Letting life offer that texture through us to the person. Imagining it, feeling it, in whatever way you can. It can take time to get into a rhythm with this experiment. It can take more than a few minutes. It can take a few days or weeks. At first, it can be helpful maybe to give a few breaths time to what we call the in-breath, and a few breaths time for what we call the out-breath. So that we're not under pressure to feel the connection to the texture of the difficulty, and to let the in-breath ride that into the heart of spaciousness, the heart of us. And with the out-breath connecting to the yumminess, the texture of welcome, the texture of okayness, the uplifting, sweet. And to let that fill us and overflow. To feel or imagine that reaching the other person, offering itself freely. In-breath welcomes the hot, dark, heavy texture of the difficult. Welcomes the heat of our resistance to the difficult. Just as they are. And the out-breath finds this abundant flow of what we love most in our own life experience, the felt experience. The vibration of that brightness that smoothness or that ease. Naturally filling and overflowing. In the wide night sky of okayness. Room for everything. Can we feel and wonder with the in-breath? Just wondering if anyone else has felt the same resistance. If anyone else has felt the same difficulty. If we have felt that heat, or that heavy, or that sharp, or that speed. If others in this hall have felt our feeling. If others in this world, in this life just now, how many? Closed in the stuffy room of guilt or arrogance or whatever. Just wondering about this life experience, this felt texture, to whom it belongs. Just giving a little glance at the end of the in-breath towards all of us. Who know the feeling, who know that texture. And sometimes the in-breath just welcomes all of us. Finds enough room not to fight it, not to fix it. Just to meet the aliveness. In in that hot resistance, in that hot fear. What we do for the other, we do for ourselves. And vice versa. Welcome. Feeling how that hot, dark, heavy energy belongs to life and not to me, not to her, not to him, not to them. Feeling how wide and tender we are to feel this. This specific, this alive. And with the out-breath, also wondering, maybe the cells in that person's body also are longing to drink that drink. Live for that flow. Thrive on that offering. On that silky energy. Maybe everyone in this hall. Or maybe we could start with some of us. Just wondering, maybe. Maybe some of us on this planet, right now, want nothing more than to be filled with that breeze of aliveness. Of ease. So maybe with the out-breath, we can just let it go that wide. Breathing in the heat of all of our turnings away. Breathing in the heaviness of all of us. Why not? It's about time. And why not with the out-breath, giving it all away to ourselves, all of ourselves. Every one of us. And relaxing back into the wide night sky. Things okay as they are. Space for our awkwardness, our confusion, our excitement, our frustration, and the deeper vibrations of our being. May all of us know, feel, sense, allow that we are a song that life would love to hear, loves to hear. All of us is a song. Life loves to hear. May our gathering and our willingness be a momentum towards awakening everywhere for all of us.